From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, in his fifth and final address before the UN General Assembly, President Moon Jae-in calls for the world's support to formally end the Korean War. A U.S. vaccine material producer pledges to make a multi-million dollar facility investment in South Korea to produce cell culture fluids. This as the country's daily new COVID-19 count stays in the 1700s as hometown travelers wrap up their Chuseok holiday. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eunice Kim. In his last address before the UN General Assembly, President Moon Jae-in has reiterated a call to formally end the Korean War, as well as a speedy resumption of dialogue between the Koreas and the U.S. In his keynote speech to the annual gathering of the world body in New York on Tuesday, the president asked for the world's support for an end-of-war declaration on the Korean Peninsula. He proposed that either three parties consisting of the two Koreas and the United States or four parties with the addition of China come together and declare that war on the Korean Peninsula is over. Moon reaffirmed Seoul's will to engage in dialogue and cooperation to bring peace to the peninsula and to improve inter-Korean relations, as he noted that this year marks the 30th anniversary of the simultaneous admission of South and North Korea into the United Nations. President Moon also said the world is witnessing the coming of an era of global community due to the COVID-19 pandemic, stressing that countries should prosper together and embrace one another. He then pledged Seoul's active participation in the new journey for ushering in the era, counting on the UN to lead the way with a spirit of solidarity and cooperation. U.S. President Joe Biden says his country seeks serious and sustained diplomacy with North Korea for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In his first address of the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, the U.S. leader made no mention of the recent missile launches by North Korea. Instead, Biden said Washington seeks concrete progress toward an available plan with tangible commitments that would increase stability on the peninsula and in the region, as well as improve the lives of the people in the North. Biden did not explicitly name China in his speech, but stressed that his country is shifting its focus to the Indo-Pacific region, vowing close cooperation with its allies and partners. Biden explained that the U.S. is not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocs, and is ready to work with any nation even if they have intense disagreements. But he added it will oppose attempts by stronger countries to dominate weaker ones. Chinese President Xi Jinping also issued an indirect criticism of the U.S.'s foreign policy in his UN speech that a country cannot judge other countries and democracy is not an exclusive privilege of certain countries. U.S. vaccine material producer Cytiva is set to make a multi-million dollar investment in South Korea to build a manufacturing facility. Seoul's presidential office said that the firm announced its plan on Tuesday at a ceremony on global vaccine partnership between South Korea and the U.S. in New York, attended by President Moon Jae-in. The firm already submitted a report to Seoul's Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy on its plan to inject $52.5 million U.S. dollars from 2022 to 2024. Cytiva plans to produce disposable cell culture fluid in South Korea amid a global shortage of the material due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It marks the first investment decision by a global vaccine material producer for a new manufacturing facility in South Korea since the pandemic broke out early last year. The top office said that the investment decision is attributable to South Korea's advanced biopharmaceutical production capacity and the government's plan to invest 2.2 trillion won over 5 years to become a global vaccine hub. Daily new COVID-19 cases in South Korea remained in the 1700s for a second day, as the number of tests is presumed to have dropped with the ongoing Chuseok holiday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Wednesday that 1,720 cases were confirmed throughout the previous day. The capital area continues to account for a large number of domestic infections at 77%, with 641 cases in Seoul, 528 in Gyeonggi Province, and 145 in Incheon. Six more deaths have been reported, raising the death toll to 2,419. Authorities are asking the public to strictly follow quarantine rules and actively get tested after holiday travels. On the vaccination front, 71.2% of the population received their first shot so far, while 43.2% are fully vaccinated. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has raised its growth forecast for this year for South Korea to 4%. The latest projection is a rise of 0.2 percentage points from its May estimate of 3.8% growth. Revising up its economic outlook on Tuesday, the OECD cited the economy's strong and fast pace of recovery, as well as performance indicators exceeding expectations. The OECD also raised South Korea's growth outlook for next year by 0.1 percentage point to 2.9%. South Korea, Argentina, Mexico, and Spain are the only countries for which the OECD upgraded its growth forecast for this year and next year. Meanwhile, the OECD lowered its estimate for the global economy for this year by 0.1 percentage point to 5.7%, while raising its projection for next year to 4.5%. The new owner of cash-strapped carmaker SsangYong Motor will likely be decided later this month. According to sources in the auto industry, the automaker and an accounting firm in charge of the firm's sale plan will pick a preferred bidder and a runner-up bidder and notify them midweek next week. SsangYong Motor is currently reviewing the proposals from potential buyers to select a preferred bidder, focusing on their finances and investment commitments. Among major candidates, a consortium led by Electrical Life Business and Technology reportedly offered a figure in the lower 500 billion won range to acquire the financially troubled carmaker. The Edison Motors-led consortium and Indy EV reportedly proposed a sum in the upper 200 billion won and lower 100 billion won ranges, respectively. SsangYong expects to sign a binding memorandum of understanding by early next month and conduct due diligence for 2 weeks. Government data has shown that 1 in 4 South Koreans are overly dependent on their smartphones. According to data from the Ministry of Science and ICT released by People Power Party lawmaker Park Seong-jung on Wednesday, 23.3% of South Koreans fell into the high-risk group for smartphone addiction last year. The figure marks a marked rise of 3.3 percentage points from a year earlier, indicating the increase is possibly linked to reduced outdoor activities amid the ongoing pandemic. The comparable figure for 2018 was 19.1% and 20% in 2019. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and K-pop sensation BTS are set to be featured on U.S. broadcaster ABC's programs following exclusive interviews held on Tuesday local time. The conversations hosted by ABC News anchor Juju Chang took place a day after Moon and BTS addressed the UN General Assembly's Sustainable Development Goals Moment event. The interviews will reportedly be aired across the United States on ABC's Good Morning America program on Friday, and a longer 15-minute version is to be aired on Nightline. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center here in Seoul. I'm Eunice Kim.